Blog Talk Radio.
Carpenters, plumbers, electricians, you know, people that we contract in order to perform a service for us, and they just kind of shit on us a little bit. But we're going to get into it tonight. Oh, yes, you think we ain't where we are? Yes, we are. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily go get a minimum show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar, with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, all up in your area, feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So let's get into this thing, man. We talking about evil tradesmen, the people that you hire to fix up your house, the people that you hire to fix up your car, the people that you hire to put you back on the road, the people that you hire to fix your roof, the people that you hire to fix up your basement, put that new back room in place, and they take a little money out of your account and make sure that you're getting a small amount, and they just keep coming and coming and coming. I need a little bit more money for supplies. just need a little bit of money for supplies. Just a couple of more honey, maybe even a stag. Yo, yo, I'ma give it all back in the job that I'ma do. I showed you the pictures. You gonna get that high quality shit, yeah. Gonna be tight straight, and I can't wait. I can't wait. But I gotta pay my guys in the Friday afternoon. You don't want them to go home like that, bro. That's how they get you. Like, I just gotta get my, I just need $500. I gotta get my guys something. You thinking like, I'm only paying you $2,000 for the whole job. You got six motherfuckers working for you. That ain't my problem, you know what I mean? But it seems to me like it would be to your greatest advantage to finish the job real quick. Because you milking this thing over a week or two, and you got six dudes. Like, if I give you $500, now I gave you $1,000 of deposit. I only owe you another $1,000 that you're not supposed to get until you finish the job. Now, you on my face on this Friday. Y'all just started. Listen, I gave you the deposit two Tuesdays ago. You just started working this Monday. And here it is Friday. Y'all only worked 3 days this week. You came on Monday. Y'all worked a little bit. Didn't come in on Tuesday. Wednesday, you came for about 3-4 hours. Thursday, Thursday, y'all finally worked the whole day. You come here Friday afternoon, touch up a little this, that, and the third or whatever, talking about I need $500. What is $500 going, what you going to split? What you going to split, $85 among six motherfuckers? I ain't got no $500. I got $1,000 for you, though, when you finish. Then the motherfuckers try to pull that jack move, and then they don't want to show up at your house. You know, evil, evil, evil tradesmen, baby. Bad contractors. Contractor nightmares. Contractor nightmares. What y'all know? What y'all know about it on the DG show? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said, Emily, what's going on? My goodness, seeing some you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hills, is back. Relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. My big sis, Robbie, Robbie Mingus, here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, and T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. What? Cow Chamber, let me pop a... What's going on, Mom? Aunt Stacy. Stacy. And we got to give a... We got to give a late birthday shout-out. I didn't realize it was Grits and Wavy birthday yesterday. Grits. Yo, Grits and Wavy. Wavy and Grits. I'm glad you came through yesterday. You know that you're the shh. Hopefully she pops through. You know what I mean? So, you know, we can do it a little bit more personal. But nonetheless, we got to make sure our people don't get forgotten. But the thing is, you know, most of us know each other from Facebook, you know, social media, something like that. So, you know, that if you my friend on Facebook, so I know when your birthday is coming, if you have it, public or for friends. But other than that, I can't, you know, you have to let me know. When I feel what I feel confused. Okay, all right, so check it out. Evil tradesmen, what do y'all know? What do y'all know about the dude who comes around, the contractor that comes around with a photo album full of pictures of places that he is supposedly fixed up, rehabbed, beautified, satisfied customers. Oh, yeah, such and such that lives over here, blah, blah, blah. I redid their whole shit. Oh, yeah, and this business over here, this storefront over here, I'm the one who did that. Uh-huh. They're the only reason they in business right now is because of what I did. I literally hammered them back into business. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer out poverty. I'd hammer out haters. I'd hammer out niggas. I'd hammer out bullshit. I'd hammer out thot. I'd hammer out nut niggas. I'd hammer out everything. I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer out lashes. I'd hammer out eyebrows. I'd hammer out bow ties. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer out implants. I'd hammer out that bison die. I'd hammer out the bullshit. I'd hammer out that them videos of niggas getting the haircut, putting the hair back on, wearing the ball. I'd hammer. I'd hammer. I'd hammer. If I had a hammer, I'd throw that hammer. I seen that hammer like Thor no more. I ain't going for that shit. I won't see it for sure. Y'all all out of here. Yeah, no more. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer out Trump support. I'd hammer out GOP. And I'd hammer out liberalism. If I had a hat, all right, man. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, man, I got stories. Shaking my damn head. I know. Emily. She says, been there. And the sad thing is the company was called One Way. I told him that One Way. That's what I'm talking about. She told him that One Way was the wrong way. Yo, you got chill. That's some real shit. That is some real shit, though. Yo, see, the thing is, these bad contractors, these evil tradesmen, they will be having you ready to catch a case on purpose. Like, fuck it. You shit it on me, I'm shitting back. That was for the plumber. You shock me, I'm going to electrify you. That was for the electrician. Come on, man. Everybody, listen, anybody who's ever owned a home, y'all know what it's like. They be telling you, they give you this blanket, this blanket cost for all of this work that they're going to do. They done wrote up the estimate and all of this shit. They throwing all kinds of shit. They lying. You know they going to shit on you because they promising shit that just can't be promised. Mr. McIntyre, let me fix these steps for you. We guarantee you, after we pour this cement, it's a glass slipper in the cement for your girl. Mr. McIntyre, I got you. Not only are we gonna fix the steps, we're gonna put up the railing, we're gonna add you a porch in, and we're gonna add a driveway that's right between you and your neighbors. I'm like, I live in a row home. It's neighbors on both sides. Mr. McIntyre, we can do this. Let us do it. All it costs you is $500 more, and we're going to build you a driveway. I know you get tired of not having spaces on your block. I'm like, well, yeah. All right, I got pictures. I got pictures right here. I got pictures right here. You see? They lived in a row home, too, on a block that's smaller than yours. Everybody had to park on. This North Philly block is so small that everybody got to park on the sidewalk, but not you. You see? Look, we're going to build you a garage right there. You're going to be able to park your car off street parking. Really, for $500 more? All right. Okay. Yeah. And this cement, lifetime guarantee on the cement, Mr. McIntyre. We not using regular concrete mixing lime. We use diamonds in our shit. You're going to have the most expensive steps in the whole world, Mr. McIntyre. Snow, no, listen, you will be able to hammer out justice on your steps. And we guarantee you they would never crumble even a little bit. You're going to get more than what you bargained for, Mr. McIntyre. I'm your guy. Now, I'm going to do this for the low. How much? $35,000 for some steps, for some steps in a railing, Mr. McIntyre. We throwing in the porch and the driveway. But $35,000, I mean that's damn near a year's salary. Yeah, but Mr. McIntyre, it's a lifetime guarantee, and I don't even mean your life. I mean, we got extra lives. We got cat nine lives. We found the fountain of youth. Listen, the owner of this company, he went over in Africa, the African rainforest and, you know, the Serengeti and shit. And he found the fountain of youth, the real fountain of youth. So when he says a lifetime guarantee, he means like eternity lifetime. Like whoever is born from 2075 on up, that life. Like Mr. McIntyre, we got motherfuckers on our team right now working at age 135. And they look like they about 46. Whatever that look like. Mr. McIntyre, come on. Like, for this little $35,000, this is going to protect your investment. Listen, I don't care what house is bought. Listen, you may be talking about houses built in the Hamptons, the Hollywood Hills. It don't matter. This shit will still be standing. This shit will still be standing when the Schuylkill becomes the Grand Canyon. When they if they should ever demolish this house, they won't be able to do shit with the steps. $35,000, huh? Mix that goddamn cement. Them steps so damn soft. Them steps so still damn soft that if my kids built a popsicle house on them motherfuckers, they'd crumble them shit. Listen, you made me steps built out of straw. They only look like straw, Mr. McIntyre. We'll be back out on Thursday. We'll be back out on Thursday, Mr. McIntyre. You know what they say about Thursday? Thursday never comes. It's like tomorrow, nigga. All right, man. Oh, man. Emily says, that's why it took so long to get my car working. Oh, we going to get into that. We going to get into these motherfucking mechanics. Woo-wee! Unfair mechanics. Mm. Robbie Mink says, okay, happy belated birthday to Grits and Wavy. Word. Carol says, had to take one to small claims court just to get him to finish the job. He showed up in court rather than finish the job. Carol says, Emily, my dad had to threaten him. That it better be right when he finished. Word.
Carol says, Emily says, Carol, I took him to court, and he still came back out and didn't do it wrong. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the daily go get a Mism show. And we're talking about evil tradesmen. I guess with no further ado, we might as well get really, really into it. Mechanics who prey on women because they don't think that women know anything about cars. And they don't think that women know anything about value. Like there are no cheap women out there. You just shop till you drop, shop, a bunch of bags coming on home, don't even know how much you spent. Don't got no receipt, no. Don't even remember where you went, Yo. Mechanics and the types of mechanics that are really, really good at what they do to the point where they can fix your shit so they know it's going to, it's almost like they fix your shit on a timer. Yeah, it's fixed. It's fixed so you'll be right back here in 6 weeks. It's fixed so you'll be right back here in 6 weeks. Like they put a timer on your damn, on your repairs. And then you got these street mechanics. You got these street mechanics trying to charge you like they work in a shop. Well, you know, it's going to be this much for parts and it's going to be this much for labor. Motherfucker, you on the street. There's no such division of parts and labor. How much the job costs? Matter of fact, let's go to AutoZone. Let's go to AutoZone and get these parts. And then we're going to settle up about how much this shit going to cost. So take a look at my car. Tell me how much it costs. Then give me the parts list. Send me to the store. And you better use each and every one of these parts. And I need my old parts back. You know, it's a warranty issue. Because a lot of mechanics try not to give you your parts back. Just like a carpenter at the crib will run off with any sheetrock or joint compound that's left over. And paint? Like, this ain't your paint, sir. Oh, you know, I didn't know if you needed it or if you wanted it, you know. You see this motherfucking Home Depot receipt? Yeah, that means I want it. This guy. Yeah, these mechanics. These no good mechanics. They fix an oxygen sensor. Install an oxygen sensor. Oh, I forgot. It's an oxygen sensor on both sides. We should have got the second one. I got to charge you for the installing the second one. Oh, you know what? That didn't fix the problem. Well, you know what it is? You need another filter. You need an air filter. Yeah, get the air filter. I got to charge you at least $15, $15, $20 to put the air filter on because the way your air filter is, you know, you got to screw off the whole top of the engine and shit in order to put the air filter on. But I got the good air filter to the point where this shit is going to increase your horsepower by like 400. Like the car only came with 250 horsepower. Yeah, this is going to add another 400 horses. You know what I mean? You're going to be rooming like you never saw before. And you ain't going to burn no gas. Your car going to go so fast that it's not going to have enough time to burn gas. Your car is going to burn. Your engine is going to burn like it's a blue flame. That's pretty hot. But, you know, the way I'm have your cooling system is that you'll never overheat. Shout out to the people who cars spend more time in the shop than they do on the street, because you got a mechanic that's shitting on you. He really doesn't know what he's doing. So he's playing a bunch of guessing games because you have a car that he is inexperienced with fixing. Now, if you would have took him a Grand Am or a Cadillac or a Chevy or an Oldsmobile, like if you would have took him your 82 Cutlass, he wouldn't have had no problems with it. But you know what the problem is? I'll tell you what the problem is. You took him your 1976 Midget MG. Yeah. We don't know where that little ass car was built. All we know is we can't fix it. He can't even find an engine in that shit. Like, I thought it was in the back, like, you know, like the old Volkswagen Beetle. That shit ain't in the engine. Yeah, come back when you got like a 1983 Fiero. Yeah, you remember the Pontiac Fiero. Two-seater. Man, listen. A bad mechanic, whether he's on drugs or not, will make you ready to rip his head off. Here it is. You got a car, but you can't go but so far. You got to stay local. You got to stay local because you can't trust your car to go more than 75 miles. I don't mean per hour. I mean period. You know, 37 and a half miles up, 37 and a half miles back. You got triple A on speed dial. Triple A on speed dial. Here it is. You got triple A. They going to tow your car to his crib. Like, you sure, ma'am, you sure you want us to tow the car here? This is not a garage. Well, does it have to be a garage? No, you can have the car towed anywhere you want to. All right, we'll drop it right there behind this car right here. Okay. Shout out to people who have had AAA drop off their car and then call AAA to come pick the car back up. From the same spot they dropped that bitch off, man. Evil, 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 no good ass tradesmen, man. Always trying to harp on the fact that they know how to do something that you don't know how to do, and they are shitting on you. But then the mechanic want to say, it's not him, it's your car. Yeah, it's, I don't know, you know, when they made these cars, when they made these cars, it was they made these cars, it was they made these cars, it was made these cars, the year that they made, yo, when they made these, these are rare type, they got the same old problem, when they, the year they made, that car company, yo, when you buy the car, Mona Garris, what up, Mo? What's going on, Mo? It's good to see me some of you. We talking about evil tradesmen tonight. Evil. Evil tradesmen. A.K.A. no good nigga. I mean, come on, man. It's not a coincidence that hardly anybody has anything to say about home contractors. Come on, man. even as bad as some mechanics can be, you know what mechanic to go get for what problem. If you know a mechanic ain't really all of that, you relegate him to just fixing your brakes, oil changes, shit that he almost can't fuck up. But you know, when it gets to things like your transmission or your air conditioning problems, or anything dealing with your engine, you know, nah. A tune-up seems like a relatively easy thing to do when you think about it in terms of only changing your spark plugs and your wires. But some of those wires go all the way in the back of the engine, so you got to really get up in there. You got to know what you're doing. So this motherfucker trying to get away with the shit only changing the plugs and the wires in the front, the ones that he can easily see. Meanwhile, it's the one in the back that got you doing 25 miles per hour on the damn highway. And your ass is flooring it. Everybody like, I gave you the good tune up. Except for that wire in the back. That wire in the back of the engine. The one that's bad. The wire and the plug is bad. Motherfuckers looking like they on the Autobahn passing your ass. Oh, man. I can't do this. This is too painful. Carol Chamberlain says, trial and error. TK, you're right. You got pictures of these horses. That's right. This one air filter is going to solve all your problems. That shit going to put 400 horse. 400 horse under your in your engine. 400 horses? 400 off of just, I'm saying, because the way it works is you got to get the right kind of air filter, and if it gets the right amount of air to the engine, man, it's just going to increase them horses. 400 horse. You mean 150 onto my 250? No. You're going to have 650 horse. And the reason I say horse, because motherfuckers don't... They never pronounce the whole word horsepower. They be like 400 horses or 400 horse. Personally, I like horse. Let me say, I already know the reason I got shitted on is because I trust and gave people the benefit of the doubt. Gotta stop doing that, I know. Well, you gotta trust somebody. But God damn it, why they always have to bite you in your ass when you just want to get your car fixed. You just want to get your place fixed up. That's all. I wanted my baby girl's room painted. Fix the holes in the walls. Fix the creaks in the floor. Paint the walls. That's all. You know, so she can put a My Pony border around the walls. You know, that's all. That's all. You ain't wrong. They wrong. They dead wrong. And these no good bastard home repair contractors who prey on the elderly, nickel and diming the elderly to death, nickel and diming the elderly to death. I'ma put in your doorbell today, Grandma. Yes, I am. I'll be on by. And when I come back, I'm fixing your window. I gotta put some caulk on them bitches. And I gotta caulk the tub too. Make sure that your shit is waterproof. And by the way, you see this step right here? I gotta replace all the steps. Yeah. And you know that I thought you like you need a new faucet. You need a new faucet, Grandma. Yo, Grandma, you need a new faucet. Yo, this shit is, you need a new faucet. Yo, this shit though, you need a new faucet. When all you really had to do was change the air filter, the little strainer that's up in the nozzle. The strainer that's in the nozzle of the faucet. So you can sometimes screw it out with your hands. Take that shit out there. Look, water is flowing. But a lot of times that shit be blocked or whatever. So you turn on your water and your shit has just got that little. Yo, Grandma, you need a new faucet. Yo, it costs $200. You need a new faucet. Yo, for the faucet alone, it costs $80. And I put it in for another $220, my lady. $300 for a brand new faucet. And I'm doing it on a low. If you don't believe me, go ask Master Plumber Joe. He'll let you know. I'ma do this for your $300, Grandma. I'ma do it. As a matter of fact, give me $270. I'ma do it for $300, Grandma. Matter of fact, $275. Yeah, I need $2.75. I need $2.75. I'm giving it to you on the low. And the shit is make that water flow. It's gonna make that water flow. 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 I got you, Granny. I got you, Granny. I got you, Granny. Yo, I know that you're on a fixed income, but it's all right. I know you ain't dumb. So you give me 2.75 and I'm gonna treat you like a son and a daughter. You can ask around, I gave you the best price, and you know that I'm always going to treat you nice. I respect you, Grandma, ever since my granddad died. And I like to come around here and do things for you, and it stills my pride. And I would never do you wrong. I'm going to take care of you all day long. By the way, I cut your grass. I know you didn't ask me, and you don't have to add. All I need is about $25. Matter of fact, yo, double it up. I did some other shit for you too, Grandma. I swept your pavement up. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. You can pay me when you get the money, did. You can pay me when I know the first of the month is coming. I'll be there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I say yeah, yeah, yeah. The moral of the story is, niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit, nigga. That's the moral of the story. Niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. Okay. All right. Mona Guy says, I had a braid shop here in VA try to charge me $350 for braids. I get it done in Philly for $175. Of course, I came to Philly and went to my girl who always makes special arrangements for me because I refuse. Shit. Yo. Now, you know, You know, listen, now you know on the block, little 15-year-old Letitia can do micro braids on a comb over. And them shits be looking full. She braid hair that can't be braided. Little Letitia, she like, I don't know, she like a braiding prodigy. And she'll do your shit for $80. That's 2 times 40, if you know what I mean. She do your shit for $80. And that shit don't be taking no 12 hours like a lot of those micros be taking. And she'll give you a demo like, yo, if you think I can't braid your hair, I will braid the superfluous hairs on your skin. Like, I ain't got no superfluous. Yes, you do. Look at this. You feel that little fuzz? Get the microscope off like, oh, damn, man, I do have little hairs on there. I ain't see them. I can braid them shit. Like, come on, Tisha, stop. I can braid them. Let me, here. Tisha, grab in your face. Keisha, what the hell are you doing? Yo, just stay still for a minute. Keisha, how the fuck you do that? Keisha done braided just superfluous hair. Like, all right, now you ready to get this shit popping? Have I made a believer out of you? All right, Keisha, go ahead. I mean, Tisha. Go ahead, Tisha. You know what I mean? Tisha, you sat between Tisha's legs for 15 hours. She couldn't get it done in 8. You had a lot of hair. Tisha used to doing women's hair who don't really got no hair. You come in here with a head of hair. She need another bag of that. She need another bag of that Beverly Johnson. Yo, bring Tisha another bag of that Beverly Johnson. Mo over here with too much goddamn hair. She got that old school kitty kid hair. That dark and lovely shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about? My man Ja Biggs. What up, my brother? Good to see me some you. And Rita Rez. What up, Rita? And Queen Monica. Queen Monica Davis, what's going on? What's good? No, I said, yo, was that thunder in the background? Damn, you heard that shit? Yeah, it was. They say it's raining out that joint, man. When I came in, it was nice and sunny. They say we might get a nor'easter out this joint. All right. Carol says, yep, it was nice. Just heard it, too. Damn, Carol, you got the same sky we got? What's up, Duck Northwest Media? On the blog talk side. Thanks for coming on through. Morning, Gary says. That's why they said they had to charge me more because they said my hair was too long. The gift and the curse. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Yeah. Evil tradesmen. You almost caught a case for trying to get your money back. And see, you can get your money back from these cats. Actually, nobody ever does. But you can't get your crib looking back the way it used to be. You can't get your car running back the way it used to run. You took a perfectly running vehicle. Because he said he was going to give you 650 horses under the hood. Now you got turtles and snails passing you on the road. And thick brush growing up under your undercarriage. Magnificent Morocco, my man, Magnificent Morocco. Morty Gary says, I thought O was putting on sound effects. No, I don't have none. Carol Thomas said, Omar, yes, I do, damn it. Prove it. Why we ain't hear no thunder in your house then? Yeah. Explain that one, Carol. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I need to tell y'all something. From now until Friday, this show is going to have to come on at 8 o'clock. My hours got moved around at work, so I got to work up until 7 o'clock. So I got to beat it home and try to do the show by 8. So we'll be doing it from 8 to 9, you know, or however it go, for the rest of the week. So this will be the only day that we do our thing at 7 o'clock. So don't come here tomorrow at 7 o'clock talking about he really late today. The show will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So make sure that's duly noted. Duly noted. All right. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say you didn't know. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Evil tradesmen. Contractors that be jerking. And mechanics that don't be working. You ever take your car to a mechanic and you ask him when he's going, and it's kind of like a big job and he got a bunch of jobs in front of him. And you ask him when you going to have your car back, and he'd be like, Tuesday, and it's like Friday, and then Tuesday come, he ain't called you to say that, yo, your car be ready tomorrow. You call him on Monday night like, yo, so I'll be able to pick up my car tomorrow? He like, Wednesday would be better. All right, Wednesday. I meant Thursday. Friday. Next Tuesday. You know why? Because he ain't touched your car. Your car been sitting in a parking spot since you left it. He ain't touched that shit. How you gonna fix a car that you don't even touch? Uh-oh. Bye, Joe Flacco. Oh, man. That's right. 650 horse. T. Carry Wright. I ain't got no job, Tommy. Word. The thing about this shit is, you know, these no good shiftless, slimeball, cheating, conniving, stealing, contractors are often married or they have girlfriends and shit. I'm like, you know your man don't be fixing shit right. And you lay down with this nigga every night. He do good work. Like, oh, he must have showed you that fake ass book of all of the work he did too, huh? You know how you go to a barbershop and they have the pictures on the wall of all these different kind of haircuts and you can pick out which one you want? That's what this motherfucker doing with houses. Like, yo, pick any work in the house. I can do it. Dude, you can't compare no 1930s Victorian single home to a urban twin. Yes, I can. Your house almost big as that one. But except for the lawn in the driveway. Trust me, I've been in that house. It ain't that big. 400 horse plus 250 that the car came with. 650 horse. Magnificent Morocco says, take your car to Midas for inspection. They always find something wrong. Yeah, the big name places, all they never going, you never going to go right in there and pay no $80 for no inspection and think you coming out with stickers. That's why I ain't going to front. Listen. Go to my man at 23rd. No, wait. 20, wait a minute. I'm about to say it all wrong because this shit, Van Pelt, it's on Van Pelt Street and Van Pelt runs north and south. So here I am about to say 23rd and Van Pelt and it runs parallel to 23rd. So what I'm really trying to say is 22nd, like between 22nd Diamond and what's the nearest street? It's on Van Pelt. Before you get to Diamond, if you're traveling north, it's right there by the corner of 22nd and Diamond if you're traveling south. They ain't gonna beat you up about no inspection. Long as your check engine light ain't on, your car gonna get inspected, and it ain't gonna be no whole big quant. If your check engine light ain't on, and you got your registration and insurance, you good. They don't even spin your wheels. They ain't pulling your wheels and doing none of that shit. You be all right. Carol Samuel says, or worse, they recommend you to them. Yeah. Yeah, my husband do this work. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell him about you. You know, I'll have him come over here and do a little estimate for you. And you have just lost a friend. And you have just lost a friend. Oh, baby, you. Your husband ain't shit. And you lost your ass a friend. And you lost your ass a friend. Yeah. Oh, man. Magnificent Morocco. Eagles made Derek Carr look like Joe Montana. I'm not talking about that shit. This coaching staff. I don't know. Listen, man. I saw the press conference of Nick Sirianni. And I'm like, this motherfucker is up there talking like this only his second loss. He talking like he was in the game. He talking like his team was ever in the hunt, in the game. He talking like it was a close loss. Like it was a dog fight. It was a dog fight. There was a dog, and then there was a poor defenseless rabbit. Something like a pit bull and a bunny. That defense, oh my God, that defense. You hear Fletcher Cox like, look, man, Joe. Shit. Even Zach Ertz didn't want to leave. He probably like, maybe this wasn't such a bad idea. Yo, it is pouring outside. It's pouring. It's pouring. Monty Garrett says, I bleed green, but damn. Oh, man. Maybe they like bad contractors too. They came in promising that they was going to deliver something. We like, this shit ain't even college ball. This is some Pop Warner League. Like, what we doing? I think the Northwest Raiders could beat the Eagles right now. Maybe not because of his size. The 115s might have a shot. Cal says, yep, I hope the creek don't flood behind us. Behind me, shaking my head. Don't worry about it, Cal. It's going to be all right. They say in every life, a little rain must fall. Here's your chance. It's all right. I barely even hear the rain. It's gonna be all right. Okay, it says nope, Pop Warner is better. It's better than that. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And Barbara Jenkins, what's going on? She says, I'm late. What did I miss? Ah, Barbara Jenkins. Yes, Barbara Jenkins. Yes, we're talking about these no good contractors, mechanics. You know what I mean? Talking about all this great stuff they're going to do for you. And then you're giving your deposit and then they shit on you. Some of them never finish the job. The other ones do a terrible job to the point where you just get frustrated and be like, yo, just don't come the fuck around here no more, motherfucker. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You ever take your car to a bad mechanic? You went there to get brakes. Now you need an engine. Where they do that? Yes. Where they do that? If you can't fix it, just say you can't fix it. But I guess that would go against the laws of predatory, of predatory practices. I guess it would go against that. It would go against that there. It would go against that there. I don't know, man. I haven't given up on Jalen Hurts. I don't think he's that bad. I just don't. You know, a rookie quarterback that has some flaws but still has a lot of natural gifts, he has to have a coaching staff that can really work with him. And I haven't seen anything the Eagles do well from a coaching standpoint. I mean, not one thing. He wants to do a aggressive play calling. Shotgun every down? That's aggressive, all right? Aggressively stupid. Mona Garrett says, the Blackhawks can beat them, right? Come on, man. Come on. What we doing? Barbara Jenkins says, I got an oil change in 3 days. 3 days later, my engine seized. Damn. What we doing, man? Well, what was his excuse? Naruto says, let's switch gears a little bit. Nannies and babysitters. Oh, shit. No, that's woo. wouldn't want to switch into that gear. That's dangerous territory right there. That's very dangerous territory right there. All right. Okay. He said, they forgot to put in the new... What? They forgot to put new oil after the filter. What? So you had to get a new engine, or did you just throw the whole car away? Like, who pays for that? I mean, an oil change is about the easiest thing to do. The hardest part is finding somewhere to throw the oil away without looking like you harming the environment. Because I done seen many a motherfucker pour that oil right down the sewer hole. He poured it right down the sewer. Yo, he poured that old ass oil down the sewer. And it's going to be coming out our faucet. Well, we drink bottled water now. Still, he's not supposed to be throwing it down the sewer. Mom, they put the oil down the sewer hole where my skateboard went. Mom, it's down the sewer. He put the oil down the sewer.
Well, Jigga says, since they took responsibility for it, they paid to replace the engine. Well, damn.
Well, all right. That
noise. I was young and dumb, but they did pay to replace the engine.
All right. Damn. Well, in a way, that's a feel-good story. Yo, these mechanics that have you ready to, oh my God, they ready to make you roll with the gat and roll with the bat. I'm going to knock this motherfucking head off. Fuck shooting them. I'm going to beat the shit out of your ass. Like, there's some things that a fist and feet can do that a bullet just can't get off. I'll tear him limb for limb. I'll murder him. I'll tear him limb for limb. I'm a murderize him. Yo, why y'all got me laughing? What am I laughing at? This shit is crazy. I'll murderize him. I'll kill him.
Oh man, Ansel Jones says I had a very important aircraft piece come on my loading dock with no label. I told him I wasn't taking it. Write me up.
Man, yeah. I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll murderize him. Let me at him. Get off me. I'll kill him.
So they wrote me up and I took it to legal.
Yeah. Well, Ansel, at least you didn't murderize him. Damn, limb for limb. And let's get the fuck off. Get off me. Get off. Don't nobody touch me. No, fuck this shit. And don't. I'm damn limb. I'm murderized. I'm going to kill him.
Shit.
Evil tradesman, baby. Evil tradesman. Evil Tradesman. This shit is rad. It's too rad. It's too rad. All right, man. We get ready to get on the pod here. But yo, this is serious business. This is serious. This is serious business. This is serious business. And so says too much paperwork tearing them limb from limb. Sometimes you just, I murderize them. I tear them limb from limb. Let me have them. No, he should have did that shit. Or my mama. I'm against him. I swear to God.
females be like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. I'ma get this motherfucker. I swear to God. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how fucking Sealy color purple curse your ass.
She didn't cut Mr. Nick, but I'ma do it. I'ma do it. I'ma do it. That's right. That's right, TK, right? On my abortion. On all my babies that I'ma have to answer for when I see God. But I mean, that's personal. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You, nigga. You are going to have to deal with what you did to me. See, a bitch was trying to get her life together, and she was getting better, and you done fucked it all up and rewound it back to a time that you don't want to be in. All right, let's go. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Deonza McPherson, turning 46 years old today. And also my girl, Rosalie Daniels, Lieutenant Dan, turning 64 years old today. And Kimmy True Scorpion Payne, happy birthday to you. And Alexis Francis, turning 62 years old today. And La Beba Enriquez, happy birthday to you. And Pauline Oriega, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Lisa Love, happy birthday to you, Lisa Love. And my man, brother Siddiqui, Dr. Siddiqui, Siddiqui Shea Bay, happy birthday to you. Turning 70 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Cordell Bostic, turning 35 years old today. And my girl, Tina Barnard. My girl, Tina Barnard, turning 62 years old today. All right, ma. And she's the last but not the least. She's the last but not the least. She's the last but not the least. Somerville up in this bitch, yo, Increase, yo. She's the last but not the least. Somerville, Germantown is up in this piece. I said, she's the last and not the least. Somerville, Germantown, oh, it's the G, baby. All right. Good things happen to those who, wait. I want to shout out all y'all and anybody else. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Happy birthday to all of y'all and anybody else who shares this birthday on this glorious October 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on to do the damn, rock out, rock on to do the damn, rock out, rock on to do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, these predatory, no good, backwards-ass, cheating, lying, stealing, false promising, never delivering ass. Hey, yo, evil tradesmen, bad contractors, shifty and shiesty-ass mechanics. Bum-ass plumbers. No light-giving-ass electricians. And can't forget the worst of them all. You know who the worst of them all is? The worst of them all? Them no good, always guaranteeing that they work is up to par-ass roofers. That's right, roofers. Roofers. They shit ain't never really right. And when it is, it's luck. There's going to be a leak somewhere up in that bitch. All you got to do is get a rain that's strong enough. But anyway, shout out to the good tradesmen out there. Shout out to the ones that are honest. Shout out to the ones that will at least honor their appointments and do what they're supposed to do. And don't try to run all up in you out there trying to penetrate men out there. It ain't right. It ain't right. You know what I'm saying? When somebody busts you all up with your own wrenches, then you like, I ain't deserve all that. Yes, you did. Stop playing with people and their money and their livelihood and their places to live and their cars. Stop doing that shit. That shit ain't gonna fly. It's not cool. All right, y'all. Like I said, we will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock, not 7. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, not 7. That goes for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Let's negotiate Saturday. But that's how it's going down. So make sure y'all come here at 8 tomorrow and the rest of the weekdays. We will be here at 8, not 7. 8, not 7. 8, not 7. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Barbara Hill, Cisse. What's going on, Bobby? Bobby. A ball, ball. Diggy, diggy, dang, 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 dang. Thanks for coming on by, man. Let's take us out with this outro music. This outro music. The outro music. All right, let's go. Let's go, man. Yeah. All right. Instagram is Five Slammer Jammer. Thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. Good week to y'all. You know what's going down. You know what's going down. And I like the way that sounds. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Yo. You're pushing new shoves. Holla back, baby. Holla back, baby. That's the piece of my YouTube and you know how to do this. I get back to start 8 o'clock tomorrow with my mobile feet. Bad, my boo. Bad, my boo.